A lot of people just don't have a good financial mindset. So your big question should be, how can I invest more into my business that converts so that I can sell more than what I spend?
This is Superfast Business with James Schranko. James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
I'm James Schranko. This episode is about leveraging your internet business. For real. Let's hit the boost button and apply a few leverage tips to optimize your profits. Effective use of financial concepts in your business can really add to your bottom line each year, and hopefully this will help you with a couple of ideas. Cost-cutting mistakes. The first concept that I really want to address is cost-cutting. Most people try and reduce costs instead of increasing profits, and this is what keeps people poor. Stop being obsessed with cost. They can only ever be reduced by 100%. What you need to be doing is to focus on getting the profit. And I'm going to show you some formulas to help you explain this. Let's open our eyes to bigger possibilities. The first formula, total sales times margin equals profit. I've got to give credit to Jay Abraham because he is the pioneer teacher of this method. Total sales times your margin equals profit. So take everything you sell times your margin equals profit. And if that's true, let's just have a look at some numbers. $100,000 times 50% equals $50,000. If we sell $100,000 and our margin is 50%, we make $50,000. Our costs are $50,000, and most people will then try and focus on reducing those costs and trying to get more of that $100,000 as profit. But what if we increase investment? What happens when we increase our costs? If we call it an investment and we go and buy some really targeted traffic using everything we've learned in a course like Traffic Grab, for example, if we would increase our investment in traffic by 10 times, it would be somewhere around $500,000. And if we could scale it so that we could make $1 million in sales, then now we have a $500,000 profit. We've spent 10 times more, but we made 10 times more profit. We now apply an advanced mindset to this whole process. Frankly, a lot of people just don't have a good financial mindset. So your big question should be, how can I invest more into my business that converts so that I can sell more than what I spend? And that really should be the goal. This is the next level. Take it up a notch. If you could increase your expense by another factor, now you're generating $3 million in sales. And let's say that you have a margin of 50%, because a lot of these things are completely scalable. And I know this because this is about what's happened to my business. You'll probably end up with a $1.5 million profit. Sure, your costs are $1.5 million. And your profit is $1.5 million. Now, if you remember the first example where you're making $50,000, so what I've just shown you is pretty much the business that I've graduated from beginning to now. And I can tell you that I'll keep looking to increase my sales. And if I can do $10 million and it costs me $5 million, that's okay because I'm still going to make $5 million profit when it's all said and done. And there are side effects too, in particular, asset growth. I can tell you that it's more likely if I'm investing $1.5 million a year into websites and domains and teaching my team, then I'm pretty sure I've got an amazing asset that could be sold for multiples. And at the end of the day, the goal of the business for me is to build up equity that I could sell to somebody else. I want to create a business that has cash flow and is saleable. Playing with these push button magic programs and start growing your real business. Here are some action steps you can take that are pretty much inspired by business genius Peter Drucker. Step one, identify what needs to be done that is best for your business. Step two, develop an implementation plan and be responsible to carry it through. And step three, focus on opportunity, i.e. investments, rather than problems, i.e. costs. Be sure to post your comments. Until next time, I'm James Schranko.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.